rats getting into the attic. Our mission today is really to map out how they do it, why they even want to be up there, and crucially, how you can actually stop them using methods that, you know, actually work. And we have to kick off with this one fact because it really sets the scene for everything else. Rats, they're basically opportunists, right? Super agile. And they only need an opening about the size of a quarter. Think about that, like 0.6 inches. That's tiny to get inside your house.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, a lot of homeowners might think the problem starts lower down, maybe near the ground, that the biggest vulnerability is often structural, and it's way up high around the roofline. So to really understand it, we kind of need to think like a rat. Not just where they find a gap, but why is the attic so much better than just staying outside?
Okay, right. Let's dig into that vulnerability map then. You mentioned high entry points. We're mostly talking about roof rats here, the climbers.
Exactly. Roof rats are incredibly adept climbers. So we're looking at weaknesses up high. Think about what we sometimes call the vulnerability triangle, near the roof edge. This means gaps around the eaves, you know, where the roof hangs over. And specifically in the soffits, that's the finished underside part and the fascia board running along the edge. Even a small separation there, that's an open door. And beyond that, ventilation points are huge. Roof vents, gable vents, even crawl space vents if they're not properly screened or maybe the screen's damaged. Oh, and don't forget vertical routes, like uncapped chimneys or those plumbing vent pipes sticking out of the roof. Direct access, also really key. Construction gaps, you know those little spots where different building materials meet, like where your siding might join brick or wood meets concrete. They hardly ever seal up perfectly over time.
Huh. So things outside the house itself can be part of the problem too, like tree branches hanging over the roof.
Definitely. Overhanging limbs are classic, but also thick vines growing up the side of the house or even utility lines sometimes.
So they act like bridges.
Pretty much. They're like little highways leading straight to the roof vulnerabilities we just talked about. Right. So now we know how they might get up there. Let's talk why. Once they find a way in past the roof edge, the attic isn't just shelter to them. It's basically the perfect home. Already set up for survival, and especially for breeding.
Okay, pre-furnished, you said earlier. Mm-hmm. Sounds a bit luxurious for a rat. So besides just being in, what makes the attic such a five-star rat hotel?
Well, there are three main things drawing them in. First off, it's safe and quiet. Think about it. It's probably the least disturbed area in your whole house. That gives them a secure place, away from predators, away from people, perfect for raising young. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, undisturbed. Okay.
Second, all the materials they need are right there. Insulation, especially fiberglass or the blown-in cellulose kind. That's like free nesting material. They just shred it, burrow into it. They're literally turning your home's heating efficiency into their nursery. And that leads to the third point, comfort. Climate control, basically. Heat from the house naturally rises, right? So the attic stays relatively warm and dry, especially compared to outside during, say, the fall and winter. It's a crucial refuge when it gets cold or wet.
Got it. So prevention is obviously the way to go, much easier than cleanup after the fact. But this is where a lot of DIY efforts fall short. People try sealing holes with stuff like caulk or expanding foam. Why doesn't that work on its own?
That's a critical point. It fails because those materials just don't stand up to persistent chewing. Rats have incredibly strong teeth and determination. They can gnaw right through soft phones, putties, or basic caulks pretty easily if they want back in.
So it's not a real barrier then.
Exactly. It might look sealed, but it's not rodent-proof. Which brings us to, well, what does work? The professional standard, the thing that actually lasts, involves using stronger materials first. We're talking things like coarse steel wool, they hate chewing that, or dense copper mesh, or even better, 14-inch hardware cloth. That's a sturdy metal screen with small openings. You have to physically pack that tougher material into the opening first, create a real physical barrier. Then you can seal over it or around it for weatherproofing. The metal stops the chewing.
Okay, so metal first, then sealant. And what about those bridges we talked about, the trees and stuff?
Right.
Trim tree branches well back from the roof, maybe 6 feet or more, and keep gutters clean. That removes a convenient water source right near their potential entry points.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, even with the best sealing and trimming, rats are persistent. They're smart. They're resourceful. They will test your defenses for really thorough long-term prevention, especially for those tricky high-up spots. Getting professional help from an experienced exterminator is usually the most reliable path. They know exactly what to look for.